5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How many people do you reckon are, 30, 40 minutes into their morning commute right now?
Just sitting there staring out the train window, got the earphones in, or even worse, sitting in the car with the wipers going right now, listening to us?
We talked about this last year. We had people who were talking about two-hour commutes. We were trying to find the longest commute. We found people who were travelling for hours to get to Sydney and home. And there were people who were suggesting that maybe you could try and live closer to where you work. In some cases, it's simply not possible. But right around the world, big cities, the issue of commuting is massive. And British author Ian Gately decided to have a look at all of this. He's got a book called Rush Hour, examining the different types of commuting across the world. And he's compared different parts of the world. And we're one of the few big cities in the world without rapid transit metro, so I'll be very interested to see what he's got to say.
If anyone knows about commuting, it's Ian Gately.
He's on the line. Mr. Gately, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Gary.
Ian, thank you for joining us. We think our traffic in Sydney is pretty bad during the morning and the evening commute is just as bad. How does it compare, say, Sydney with the rest of the world?
It's really light, actually. I think your commutes are averaging just slightly under 40 minutes. I mean, it's more like 45 here. It can stretch to 3 hours in Moscow, and I think Mexico City's the champion where it regularly is 3 hours. So you're probably on the borderline between where a commute is quite possibly pleasurable and where it becomes a bit of a chore.
There is, you talk about that tipping point, isn't it? And it's about 40 minutes, isn't it, the limit between people enjoying the commute to it becoming an infuriating experience?
That's right. I mean, curiously, an Italian physicist, Cesare Machetti, speculated that throughout history, people have had a sort of time travel budget, he called it, and named it after himself, Machetti's constant, which was, he reckoned, had been the same in classical Greek villages, and one could even extend it back to hunter-gatherers. You know, who'd spend, let's say, an hour or so, between an hour and a half each day, hunting and gathering or going out to the fields. And that over that length of time, it goes from being something which people do, you know, which sort of separates, let's say, the hearth and hunting ground, to a bit more of a chore.
You've actually done a lot of work in studying commuting all around the world. You've actually found that some people quite enjoy the experience.
It may seem amazing, but they do. I mean, I think there have been surveys that have said to people, you know, what's your ideal commuting time? And none came back with zero. I think, you know, there's the pressures of being at home and being the perfect spouse or family man, and then the pressures of being at work. And people like some time. They like some sort of physical distance and time between those two poles in order to, you know, compose themselves, I suppose, you know, to get sort of fired up for work and then perhaps to decompress before getting home and it's 0 o'clock.
I mean, some of the facts are quite horrendous that you've uncovered. I mean, some of the subway facts in Tokyo and the rail commutes in India, for example, are absolutely horrific experiences, aren't they, for commuters?
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, here in the UK, it's not so bad. I mean, we're transported in, well, when we're on the sort of public transporting conditions, which you wouldn't be allowed to carry pigs, but we're only sort of 1.5 times overcrowded, and that's called crush loading. In Japan, it's sort of 2.5, and that's super crush loading. And there they actually have these sort of paramilitary forces who force people into the trains. And by the time you get to India, you've got super dense crush loading. And there you've got effectively 2 square people to the meter, which is physically impossible unless you actually include people on the roofs and then the luggage racks and hanging out the doors. So, yeah, it can be worse.
Yeah, so really the purpose of this is to make the people who find the morning commute here a real punish, to make them feel a bit better, knowing that there are people in other parts of the world doing it much worse.
There are certainly a lot worse than there is in Sydney.
3 hours. You're saying 3 hours in Russia, in Moscow and Mexico City. 3 hours, yeah. 3 hours plus.
Yep, that's right. And I mean, you know, for instance, I mean, ironically, because I'm arguing that commuting is pleasant, I mean, here in the UK, I'm doing a two-hour commute right now, and it gets dark at 5 o'clock. And, of course, needless to say, the weather here is pretty filthy.
So you're doing it right now, your commute?
Yep.
You're heading home. Where are you at the moment?
Well, I'm in rural Dorset, so I'm actually pretty close to the sea. And I'm only travelling 70 miles, but it takes 2 hours.
Two hours.
So that's 4 hours a day, Ian?
Yeah, that's 4 hours a day. So, you know, leaving home at 6:30, getting home sort of close to 8.
And do you enjoy that?
I like listening to the radio. The music carries you through and the voices. It's too long.
All right. Ian, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, great pleasure. Many thanks for your time.
There you go. His book's called Rush Hour. So if you... There you go. Even his experience, you can compare that. That's a couple of hours a day. And he's doing it late in the day, of course, in the UK where it gets dark. So we're a lot better off than many other parts of the world.